Hello, and welcome back to SAS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 174.
Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're on to the second week of 2022, and things are going so far so good.
That's good. Haven't gotten Omicron yet, which is a big feat in itself, it seems like.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people have been getting it.
It's going everywhere. And so far we've dodged every variant, and here's to dodging.
That you didn't just jinx it, but
no, of course not. But I had a very good week. My highlight of the week was you actually introducing me to this app that, that you play. It's like a brain teaser. It's called, Killer Sudoku. It's a free app.
So it's not only Sudoku, but it's also within Sudoku. Then there's these boxes and the numbers have to add up to a certain amount. So I'm pretty fast at it.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say you're very fast. So I'm like trying to remind myself how to play Sudoku because I haven't played it in forever. I'm doing it on easy. I'm like audibly counting out loud. I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. We're missing a 5. And then I'm like slowly doing it on easy. And then you're doing it on like expert or whatever. And you beat me. And I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. But I will catch up to you one of these days, Mary.
Once you like get the hang of it, like if the number says 17, then you know that there has to be 8 or 9. And then, you know, if it's 16, then there's only 7 or 9. And then for some of them, there's only so many options. Like for a 5, there's only 1 or 4 or 2 or 3. And so if there's already one of those numbers within that box or within that row or column, then you know that it has to be the other two numbers. So it's like you can easily weed out a lot of numbers that way. So I think that's why it's like kind of more fun than regular Sudoku. So glad you liked that app. Let's see. My highlight this week was, you know, I went on a walk with Braden yesterday. It was actually so sunny, which is so nice. Yesterday we had blue skies in January, and I think it was like 52 or 53 degrees. So still cold.
Oh, it made the 50s. It made the 50s.
Yeah, it was so, so warm for a January day, especially when I think pretty much every day last week was rainy. So it was nice to be able to see the sun, and wasn't necessarily warm or anything, but it was good to see Braden. And we exchanged Christmas presents since, you know, couldn't see anyone between Christmas and New Year's between COVID and the snow. And she gave me this really funny tank top that says, sorry, I can't. I have plans with Cody Rigsby, which is my favorite Peloton instructor. So I thought that was pretty good. Can't wait to wear that. It was super nice. Walked all around Mercer Island and had a really good day. And let's see, not many other updates. Brian and I, we played Beat Saber a little bit last week. Brian's getting better. He's improving.
Yes. Yes. I love that game. I think that's the only game I played on the Oculus besides the tutorial.
Yeah, I got a golf game and a bowling game as well. I bowled under the sea last night, so, you know, really exciting stuff.
And what are you bowling with? Just a bowling ball?
There's different bowling balls.
Are you throwing like a puffer fish?
One of the bowling balls looks like an aquarium and has like fish swimming around. There's another one that has like electricity within it, and like they do different things. I haven't really figured all that out, but it's fun to like, I actually like was like moving around looking at the scenery all around me. I'm like, wow, there's a fish swimming above me. And then I like got lost in what orientation and what direction I was facing, because I didn't want to like hit my TV when I was pulling. Gonzaga played their first game since
in forever.
Yeah. So they played Pepperdine this Saturday, January 8th. And the game before that was Tuesday, December 8th, because they had so many games canceled and rescheduled and canceled again because of COVID outbreaks. And so we played Pepperdine, and I didn't read that we beat them every single time we played them for the last like 8 or more years.
I think it was about 8 years. We've won every single game. So,
and you know, just like that, we beat them 117-83, which it's not often that we get past 100 points. Usually that typically happens only in like exhibition games, but
right, in non-conference.
Usually Pepperdine is one of the weakest teams in our conference, so it's not a surprise that we beat them by a lot, but it was just a high scoring game in general. They even scored 83 points, which is quite a bit. Don't have Root Sports, couldn't watch the game, but I didn't feel the need to, since it seemed pretty obvious that we should hopefully win this one, and we did.
The next game we're playing actually is BYU, and that should be on ESPN2, and that is on the 13th,
this Thursday at 8 p.m.
yep. So everyone should, if they have cable or want to go to a bar or something, actually that might not be the smartest during COVID, if you have cable, you'll be able to see it. It's on ESPN too.
Yeah. So that will be a good game. And then followed by Santa Clara on Saturday at 1 o'clock. But yeah, BYU should be the bigger game of those two. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on this episode, we're just going to be talking about all about the new season of The Bachelor, and more about Clayton, all of the new contestants, and what happened on the first episode. So yeah.
Yep. Hope you enjoy it.
Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more, to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. Sass Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSSpodcast to start your trial and choose your book today. So for this week's episode, we're going to be talking about The Bachelor. It premiered last week, and this season, The Bachelor is named Clayton. He is 28 years old. He's from Missouri. He played football at University of Missouri and was briefly on the Seahawks, actually. They mentioned this on the episode. They showed a picture, and I was like, what? Never heard of him before. We looked him up. He never actually played in a game.
Yep, zero stats.
Yeah, literally zero stats, but, you know, good job for him. He made it to the NFL.
It's still impressive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he is now a medical sales representative. He was on last season's episode, or last season with Michelle. He actually placed eighth. And so I think people were a little confused because there was a lot of other good guys that made it farther last season. And so we don't really know that much about Clayton. Compared to some of the other finalists from last season. But yeah, we're going to go through the contestants like we normally do, and just do, you know, name, age, where they're from and what their occupation is, and, you know, a fun fact or two. And then we're going to recap the first episode of the show. So Brian, do you want to take it away with the first contestant?
Sure. So the first contestant we have is Cassidy. She's 26-year-old executive assistant. She says, Cassie in her bio says, she's a bold, blunt woman who isn't afraid to say how she feels or do what she wants. That should be interesting. Cassie doesn't like clubs because she hates waiting in lines. So, and her Cassie has a matching tattoo with her mom. That's what we got for Cassie. And I think actually we'll see a little bit more about Cassie.
Yeah. Later. Next up is Claire. Just as a fun fact, she told Clayton on the first episode that he sucks. So pretty sure that she went home already, but she is 28. She's a spray tanner from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And she says the people who don't wear deodorant make Claire angry. So maybe that's why he sucks. Maybe he wasn't wearing deodorant. Uh-oh. And she also loves ranch dressing with her buffalo wings. Again, these are just the facts that ABC puts out. I don't know. They're very random. Anyways,
next right. up. So next up, we have Daria. She's 24-year-old law student from New York. Move over Elwoods because Daria is coming for the throne. she's a woman of many accomplishments, including admission to 7 Ivy League schools and a Harvard degree. So she's very proud of that. She's a studious woman, but don't get the wrong idea, because Daria also loves to be social and have fun. She's looking for someone who won't be intimidated by her accolades and loves a man who can make her laugh.
Okay, so. Next up is Eliza. She's 25. She's a marketing manager from Berlin, Germany. She said that she's gorgeous, educated, and well-traveled, and she has it all. She loves food festivals, going to the movies by herself, and her and her family visit Switzerland often for vacation.
Nice. So now we have Elizabeth, 32-year-old real estate advisor from Colorado. For Elizabeth, life is about experiences and living life to the fullest. She needs a man who won't dull her light in any way. She loves wine tasting, travel, self-admittedly has a taste for the finer things in life. When Elizabeth is really into someone, she gets the giggles. and Clayton, look out, because she's ready to laugh. An interesting fact about her is she also speaks a dozen languages. So
wow.
That's a lot.
Next up is NC. She's 26. She's a sales manager from Burbank, California. She also speaks a bunch of languages fluently. She doesn't say how many, but she says she speaks all the languages. Oh, she speaks all the love languages fluently. My bad. She loves Dance Dance Revolution, Brian's enemy.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
And she also taught English to North Korean defectors when she studied abroad, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And she would love more opportunities to dress in costume. I don't remember her limo entrance, but that would have been a great time to dress in costume.
Yes, yes. Next up, we have Gabby. She's a 30-year-old ICU nurse, also from Colorado. Gabby is more than meets the eye. Not only is she beautiful, but she also has a lot of substance and emotional depth and wealth of lived experience. She's looking for a man with a quiet confidence. She's also hoping to find a man who will love her for the independent woman she is. Now get this. She's a strong, powerful, independent woman. But one of the fun facts she put is she's terrified of humpback whales. Now, maybe that's acceptable. I don't know how one gets terrified of humpback whales, but she said she'd love to see one from a safe distance. So maybe they'll do that on one.
I mean, yeah,
trips.
I would be terrified if I was seeing one from an unsafe distance also.
Yeah, maybe if you're in a boat right below one.
Yeah. Next up is Genevieve. She's 26. She's a bartender from LA. And she's looking for a man she can get lost in their own little world with. Her dream man is someone that lets her maintain her independence and always keep her laughing. She doesn't like public speaking. She loves fishing. And she says that Justin Bieber and his wife Haley are relationship goals.
Okay. Next up, we have Haley, 26-year-old pediatric nurse from Florida. In her bio, it says Haley is here for the real deal. Deal. Yeah. She feels like this is all happening at the perfect time for her career, and her body is exactly where she wants it to be. That sounds a little pretentious, but okay. She dreams of hanging out with elephants in Thailand. She's not afraid to go skinny dipping, and she is Taylor Swift's biggest fan.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Next up is Hunter. She's 28. She's a human resources specialist from Charlotte, North Carolina. She says she's a Disney princess looking for her Prince Charming. And she used to work at Disney World as a princess. And her favorite book is A Walk to Remember. And she says that she would love to be Justin Bieber's One Less Lonely Girl. He's not The Bachelor, so I don't know why. That's a fun fact. And then she also would love to have an Australian accent. I would move to Australia then, if that's what you want. Solve your problem right there.
There you go. Next up, we have Ivania, a 31-year-old bar mitzvah dancer from New York. I feel like you can be a bar mitzvah dancer if you live in New York, maybe not everywhere in the United States. But she's ready to find the one. She calls herself a multi-dater who has dated every type of man New York City has to offer. Okay, so she should be prepared. One interesting fact about her is her future hubby must love all animals, because she hopes to have one day a frog, five snakes, a dog, five snakes, and three exotic frogs, one lizard, and a turtle. So that's a lot of pets.
The girl that had a snake around her neck when she had their limo entrance? Was that someone else? I don't remember.
I think that was actually someone else, but this girl seems to really like animals.
She must have loved that girl. She must have instantly went next to her.
They're probably connecting. Mm-hmm. So that's Ivania.
Next up is Jane. She's 33. She's a social media director from Los Angeles, California. She says she's the life of the party and not afraid to be bold. She dreams of a life filled with unlimited kombucha, and she's terrified of tall cliffs, which just means that they're going to make her go bungee jumping this season, probably. And she prefers glamping over camping.
Okay. next up, we have Jill, 26-year-old architectural historian from Rhode Island. Jill is full of life and personality. She loves being outside and walking around the local cemeteries. That's interesting. And going for drinks with the girls. But she's very tired of being the only single one in her group of friends. Maybe you shouldn't, you know, enjoy walking around cemeteries that much. That might scare away some guys. Just a fun fact. Here's an interesting fact. Physically, she says she's looking for a big, tall hunk of a man, and that she says can climb like a tree. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what to do with that, but that's Jill.
Next up is Kate. She's 32. She's a real estate agent from Hollywood, California, or Lake Hollywood, California. She says that she has a great job with one of LA's top real estate firms, and she has a beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills and a glamorous social life that is nonstop fun. She is a Leo, she says, which speaks for itself. And she says she's a Mario Kart aficionado, which aren't we all? And she also said that she once went on a date with Harry Styles.
Wow.
Wow.
That's kind of a downgrade to now go for the Bachelor now.
Really?
Okay. Next up, we got Kira. She's a 32-year-old physician. She's fearless, focused, and dedicated to any goal she sets her sight on, which she has proven with her bachelor degree from Harvard, her MBA from University of Pennsylvania, and her medical degree from UNC Chapel Hill.
Wow.
So that's a lot. And some interesting facts about her. She taught herself how to write hieroglyphics as a kid, and she also loves nachos. There, that's a normal thing. Loving nachos. I don't think anything else she has I can identify with, but loving nachos there.
Next up is Lindsay D. She's 27. She's a neonatal nurse from Jacksonville, Florida. She was born and raised in a small town and grew up encouraged by her parents to chase her beauty queen dreams. And she won Miss Teen USA at the age of 17. Her fun facts are that she loves Taco Bell, relatable. Mm-hmm. I don't like Taco Bell, but a lot of people do. She also loves Hallmark Christmas movies, and she enjoys napping in hammocks.
Okay, there you go. Next up, we have Lindsay W., an industrial sales representative. She's in her bio, it says, a small town girl making the moves in the big city. Lindsay isn't afraid to take a risk if it means having, getting great rewards. Some interesting personality facts about Lindsay is she doesn't do clowns and she cannot sleep without the white noise machine. Now that's interesting. I don't know if they let you bring that on the show, but she will have a roommate that hopefully they don't snore.
Oh, speaking of snoring, next up is Mara. She's 32. She's an entrepreneur. She's from Collingswood, New Jersey. And she said that snoring is a deal breaker for her. Not that she's going to be dating that roommate who needs the white noise machine. But she loves to salsa dance and she does not like spicy food.
Okay. Okay. Next up we have Marlena, 30-year-old former Olympian. Marlena is definitely the full package, and say she's accomplished would be an understatement. Not only is she the vice president of human resources, she runs her own real estate company and owns several properties, and she competed in Haiti at the 2012 Summer Olympics in track and field. So that's she cool. She can run. An interesting fact about her is she used to have a blonde mohawk in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next up is Molina. She's 27. She's a personal trainer from West Hollywood, California. And when she's not working, she can be found bouncing around the streets of LA in her Kanga boots, which is a shock absorbing workout shoe that she created to make cardio more fun. And I believe she wore these during her limo entrance. She was running towards him in these bouncing
things. Oh my God.
I didn't realize that she invented those. Yeah. So she's a very skilled jump roper. She loves to be tucked in. And when she dies, she wants to be buried in cranberry sauce and stuffing.
Okay.
Yeah. No comment. I don't know what.
Next up, we have Rachel, 25-year-old flight instructor from Florida. Rachel's fearless frequent flyer looking for a man who will travel around the world with her. After recently receiving her private pilot's license, the future is nothing but sunny skies for Rachel, and she's hoping for a co-pilot that matches her sense of adventure. An interesting fact about Rachel is she said she could live off flaming hot Cheetos. That doesn't sound that healthy. And she can't wait to read the Harry Potter series to her kids one day. That does sound healthy.
Next up is Rihanna. She's 26. She's a registered nurse from Dallas, Texas. She said she has a big personality and the cowgirl boots to match. She loves to two-step, hunt, and horseback ride. And she loves to watch the show Naked and Afraid. She hates to do laundry. And she's very competitive when she plays Monopoly.
Okay. So next up, this girl is, we already know about this girl if you watched the first episode, but it's Sally.
We'll talk about her. So remember this one.
Yes. She's 26-year-old. And as occupation, it puts previously engaged. She's from Virginia. And basically, she describes herself as a religious, family-oriented adventurer. She wants a man who's loyal, fun, and willing to give her a lot of attention. And then an interesting fun fact is she hates cotton balls and cannot be near them. So, okay.
Okay.
We'll come back to her.
Yes. Next up is Samantha. She's 26. She's an occupational therapist from San Diego. She said that she's a go-getter with a glass half full attitude. She likes to go to brunch. She goes to EDM festivals and she likes to snuggle with her dog while drinking white wine. She occasionally likes to play blackjack. That's one of her fun facts, just occasionally. She's gone skydiving 12 times and she would love to own a dog sanctuary one day.
Okay. That's noble. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Sarah, 23-year-old wealth management advisor. And it says, Sarah may be young, but she's gone through more life than the average girl or guy her age. And she doesn't slow down. When she's not killing it on Wall Street, she loves to spend time with her family, taking trips to the spa and growing the nonprofit she started, which aims to support adopted children, which is good. Nothing makes Sarah happier than tiny cute dogs. And she gets very frustrated by slow walkers.
Okay.
Yes.
Next up is Serene. She's 26. She's an elementary school teacher from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And she said that she loves to spend time relaxing with close friends or planning her next big adventure. She loves the theater, but only if it's musical theater. Guinea pigs seriously freak Serene out. And she has a cat named Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. I like puns. Mm-hmm. Anyways, up next we have Shanae, 29-year-old recruiter from Ohio. She's a small town girl with a huge personality. She describes herself as a faithful, patient, and lovable person. Is here to find a man who can keep up with all her facets of life. She's looking for a man with confidence and won't waste time playing games. She loves Christmas so much that she keeps her tree up all year round.
Oh, wow.
And she's also obsessed with zoos, and she's not interested in dating a man who performs magic.
Wow. Okay. Next up is Sierra. She's 26. She's a recruiting coordinator from Dallas, Texas. She's a bold and beautiful firecracker of a woman. She loves travel, do yoga, and dress to impress and work towards achieving her goals. She said that she loves scavenger hunts. Her favorite flower is a black rose, which the roses are red on the show. So hopefully she'll learn to love the red roses.
Yes.
And she cannot eat enough Korean food, especially kimchi and rice. And there's only three more contestants left. So if you thought this was going on forever, we're almost done.
We're almost there. All right. Next up, we have Susie, 28-year-old. She's a beauty queen and she moved to Japan for a brief part of her life. What's interesting about Susie is she also is a jiu-jitsu champion. God, I can't even pronounce that. So she will flip you if you mess with her.
Oh, wow.
She hates haunted houses and would love to be a documentary filmmaker one day.
Okay. Next up is Teddy. She's 24. She's a surgical unit nurse from Highland, California. She said that she could eat pasta for every meal of the day, and she's terrified of ladybugs and loves massages.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And lastly, we have Tessa, 26-year-old human resource specialist. Tessa is such a romantic that she's often accused of being a cinematic. She loves grand romantic gestures. When asked how she feels about love, she says, there's definitely a moment to be extra, and romance is it. Tessa loves to bowl. She also loves, she has a fear, not love. She has a fear of red fruit, including apples, grapes, and raisins. So there you go. I'm sure they'll throw her on a date with a lot of fruit.
Yeah. Or they'll like bathe in fruit or something weird. So before we get started on the recap of the episode, I did want to point out that a lot of these contestants work in the medical field or are nurses. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to read a few tweets that I found that were hilarious. But one of them I wanted to point out now, there's a tweet that says, there's a nationwide shortage with nursing staff. And we all thought it was because they had to emotionally endure 2 years of an unrelenting pandemic, but it's actually because they're all on this season of The Bachelor. And then to break it down, Bachelor Data, who we had on this podcast last August or September, she broke down the contestant careers, and seven of the contestants are in the medical or nursing field, which is
almost 20, a third,
22.6%. Yeah. Almost a fourth, followed then by people who are in the media and entertainment industry. That's four contestants or at 12.9%. And then it just gets smaller from there, but just thought that was an interesting fact.
Yeah. So there's all your nurses.
All the nurses are on The Bachelor this season.
Yes.
So now we'll get to the recap of the episode. If you want to get started, Brian.
Yeah. So our bachelor is Clayton Eckhart. He's a 28-year-old guy from Missouri. Let's just start off with how the episode starts off. So it starts off by repeatedly Clayton says he can't wait to get married and have kids. And interesting, like, has he even watched this show? There are only two bachelors that have even gotten married. Or
this is the 18th season of the show of The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette. No, 26th season of The Bachelor. And I mean, hardly any of them are still married to the person they pick, but good for him. Yeah, he wants to get married, have kids.
Yep.
That's the right goal to go on the show, but it just doesn't usually happen on this show.
Yeah, usually... Actually, I don't know if it's usually the bachelor breaks up or the contestant, but either way, it doesn't work out that much. But anyway, so they start off by introducing a bunch of contestants, and then basically come up to one whose name is Sally. Sally basically says that this was the day she was supposed to be basically getting married.
This is the girl whose occupation was previously engaged.
So it showed her like all traumatized over, basically the fact that she should have been engaged or should have been married. And she doesn't even know if she wants to be on the show. And then Clayton with his big brains like, here, have a rose.
Well, no, she goes and knocks on his door before even like meeting her.
Right.
And like, it's literally like, this is what would happen if a stranger came up to your door and basically started breaking up with you.
Yeah.
Like he's never met her. She knocks on the door and she's like, I don't know if I want to be here. I might be leaving. And he's like, who are you even? Like, I don't, okay.
Yeah. Stranger knocks on your door. I'm sorry. I don't want to date you. Bye.
So then, like you said, then Clayton offers her a rose, which also is odd since the show hasn't officially even started.
And she's a stranger. He's like, oh, I just met you. I want to date you.
He's like, I feel a connection. I'm like, do you? Like, a stranger just knocked on your door. You're going to be like, here, I'm going to give you a rose to make you feel better. Today was supposed to be your wedding day, but here's a rose instead. And Sally takes some time to think on it, and she decides she is going to go home. So first time in Bachelor history that the Bachelor's first rose was like rejected.
Yeah.
It's very odd, but this is probably for the best since can you imagine the amount of drama there would be if she came out of the limo and, you know, met him and then walked into the house and she already had a rose. Like the girls would probably tackle her to the floor. Like how would that, they would not react well to that.
They would have lost their mind.
It's probably for the best. I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll come back later in the season. I feel like that could happen.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was a funny one. They also introduced the host of The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer.
Oh yeah.
When he first started talking, Brian legit thought that it was Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I was squinting. I'm like, did they bring back Chris?
My TV's not that low quality, but apparently Brian couldn't tell the difference.
No, maybe it's my eyesight.
They kind of do look alike, but also the people who look more alike are Clayton and Jesse. Those two look exactly, like, so much alike. Like, they could be twins. So it's, you know, kind of weird to have the host and the lead
look alike. Yeah.
Very similar. Do you want to go over a few of the notable limo entrances?
Yes. Yeah. So there's this one girl whose name is Tessa. Her opening line to Clayton was that her name was Asset backwards. So you know what kind of personality that is. One girl brought an urn and said it was the ashes of all her ex-boyfriends.
And she's like, and you're next.
Yeah, I know. That's intimidating.
She's probably right. He is next, because he can only pick one out of the, what, 30 people?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's just scary. One girl had a snake around her neck, so she's like a snake charmer or whatever. And you know, it's just interesting carrying a snake through a mansion. Then a 63-year-old lady came out of the limo, and Clayton looked stunned or shocked, but it turned out she was just playing a wing woman for a pilot. So that was another pun. Quite frankly, I really wanted to see the 63-year-old lady compete. That would have been
walk through the door and see the girls' reactions.
Yeah, that would have been stud.
That would be hilarious.
You know what would have been funnier if she won, but unfortunately, that just wasn't in the.
Clayton clearly was like,
I mean, this is partially scripted, but apparently the writers, they just couldn't think of such a great plot. Ugh, I'm disappointed. Yeah. Do you want to continue?
Sure. So, you know, those are just some of the most memorable ones. Another one was that a girl came in on like one of those little kid little vehicles, and then the girl behind her came in on like a monster truck and smashed the truck, which I thought was also pretty funny. But then, you know, Clayton meets everyone, he walks in the house, starts talking to people. He actually kissed quite a few people. According to Bachelor data, he kissed 5 people, when most of the previous bachelors kissed 2 to 3 people on the first night. But this also is just editing, so they probably kiss more people and they're edited out for all the seasons, but they just happen to show Clayton kissing 5 women on the first night, which is quite a bit,
honestly. That is a lot.
But like I said, maybe all of the bachelors did that in the past also, but they just didn't show it. But I don't know how good of a lead he's gonna be. He doesn't seem
He doesn't seem to know what he's doing. No. Like, he doesn't seem like he's probably looking for other people's direction. Like, the greatest example of that is this random girl knocks on his door and she tells him that she doesn't want to date him. But he's like, but here's, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? But yeah, so this is going to be interesting to see.
I mean, as always, there's always going to be a lot of drama on the show. Another tweet that I wanted to mention that I thought was hilarious is that they said that Clayton has the decision-making skills of Peter, who was the Bachelor 2 Bachelor seasons ago, and basically let his mom dictate who he should end up with. He went through 4 contestants dating. He like picked Hannah Ann, then he went to Maddie, then he went to, like, he just kept going through more and more contestants. And ultimately he's not with anyone now, but I think his mom kind of dictated some of that. So yeah, just thought that was funny. And I wanted to read a few other funny tweets as well. There's one that said, producers saying, let's interview her on the day of the canceled wedding. And then they just show these people like laughing hysterically. Producers like, oh, we got her good. We're going to interview her on the day that she was supposed to get married.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Another person said, Sally says, hey, I know I'm a complete stranger, but I was supposed to get married yesterday and I don't want to be here. And then Clayton responds, will you accept this rose?
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
And then another person said, me going into the premiere tonight without having a single week off since June 2021, between Katie season, Bachelor in Paradise, Michelle season, now Clayton. It's been nonstop Bachelor for, you know, 7 months at this point. Yeah,
we like only literally get like a week off pretty much each time. Maybe 2 weeks at most.
For us. I know. I thought it was funny though. And then another person tweeted with a picture of Sally, the engaged girl, when you secure a spot on Bachelor Paradise without having to exit a limo. And then lastly, like I said, the new host, Jesse and Clayton, they look extremely similar and someone said they're going to be telling their kids that they are the property brothers because they look so similar. So just thought those were some funny tweets. And I mean, like I said, we're looking forward to this season, but it's been a long time. We've had back to back to back Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise seasons.
I can't wait for this season, quite frankly. I love.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it's, I want to sound like sophisticated, but it's really just the pettiness of all these contestants. They're going to be crying and, you know, doing emotionally immature things. I feel like this, I don't know. I like The Bachelor. It's fun.
But yeah, so we'll see how it goes. We'll probably be doing what we've done in the last few times where we just recap once every 2 or 3 weeks. So it's not in every single one of our Bachelor or podcast episodes. But anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this and enjoy the drama. Because there's probably not going to be any love at the end of this, let's be honest.
I'll enjoy the drama. Yeah, there's definitely... Well, who knows? Who knows? We'll hold out. We'll hold out hope
it's
for...
It's highly unlikely that maybe he will get engaged to someone or start dating someone, but it... You know, if the past tells us anything, it's like 99.9% not going to work out. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But hope you guys all have a good week, and see you later. Bye.
Bye.